Troy, I think we spoke earlier this week and you said you're a little frustrated about how long it's taken to get kind of back to your old, say, let's say, results, especially since you were a more consistent one. But then again, we also said it's like you can only do so much each race, because when you're off and you're injured, the pace has changed and you've got to work your way back into that pace a smart way. And here we are, dude, top three.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really thought that we were going to come back like a lot faster than we did. I didn't realize that like an injury and missing out on that like really vital like time on the bike just before the first World Cup, and then that little time after the first World Cup is like, that's where you find the speed, and I missed all of it. So yeah, when I came back, I qualified good, got six at Leergang, but then the race wasn't as good, and then from there it was just hard. So to finally like build back up, and that's what I told myself straight away, is just like, all right, just go back down, build yourself up, and then when it happens, it happens. So to happen a third place right before Worlds, like, it's the best thing that could happen. Like, now it's just like, all right, let's just keep peaking, keep going right up there, and I think it's going to be the perfect lead into World Champs, and I'm ready to try and take that jersey, not gonna lie.
And is it, and I'm kind of not surprised that, not that you're like an old dude, but you're one, and you're not like a veteran, but I'm also, it's like the World Cup classic track that you've done it on, you know, because this is what you're known to be doing for like 10 years.
Yeah, for sure. Like, honestly, last week in Snowshoe, like, I was feeling really good, and then I had an okay qualifier and then crashed in the run. But to come to Mont Saint-Anne, I've obviously had really good feelings before, and to do it on such a long track as well, it shows that like my fitness is enough to win. So
yeah, longest track of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 5 minutes is gnarly for a downhill track. So yeah, I think I'm just really excited of what we've come from and where we're at now, and to do it at a proper track where it's fast, it's flat out, it's pretty technical with the woods now, and I think it's perfect. Just go have some fun in Whistler and get ready for Worlds.
What's it going to take to beat the French and Leger?
Go bullshit fast. Yeah.
Simple answer.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's quite simple.
You could have all the lines and stuff, but you're just going to have to go really fast. That's all it is.
Good luck, and stoked to see you back up there.
See you there.
Hey, maybe it's because Boris wasn't here.
Yeah, maybe. We'll keep Boris out of the picture then, and we'll be right.
Sorry, Boris.